Please note that the views expressed on this program are those of the individuals who speak them, and not necessarily those of Portsmouth Community Radio, its Board of Trustees, members, volunteers, or underwriters. Good evening and welcome to Spirit Radio. I am your host, Willie Hassel. Along with my co-host, Lynn Nickerson, we will take you on a journey into the unknown, where the paranormal becomes the normal, a journey to a world cloaked in darkness, where reality becomes a thin veil. So sit back, relax, and join us as we venture into the shadows, the darkness, the unknown, and back. Good evening and welcome once again to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. Ghosts, Bigfoot, UFOs, aliens, nothing is off limits here. This is the show where the paranormal becomes the normal. I am your host, Willie Hassel, your gatekeeper to the dark side, your guide to the realm of the unknown, the unseen, the unthinkable. And of course, as always, joining me in the studio is the lovely, the mystical, the mysterious Lynn Nickerson.
Good evening, Willie. How are you?
Oh, I am good, Lynn. How are you doing?
Great. I understand that you just went on a fun investigation.
I did, actually. Yeah, I just went and did a little ghost investigation at the Houghton Mansion in North Adams, Mass.
Did you take any ghosts home with you?
I have one out in the car. I thought maybe in the second half of the show I'd bring him in to do a little interview.
Introduce us?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
What do you think? Sound like a good idea to you?
Sounds like you had fun.
I did. I captured a pretty cool video of a door closing by itself. It's said to be A.C. Houghton, the owner of the mansion, who doesn't like the door being left open.
And you haven't checked the EVP evidence yet, right?
I have not. But maybe between now and next week, if I come up with something cool,
yeah,
I'll bring it in for next week's show.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, it would be.
I think our listeners might want to hear that. Well, are you going to tell everybody about our guest tonight?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell. I don't have a big introduction for Mary Lou because I was a little bit lax and I didn't write one this week. But I don't think she needs a real big build-up. She's been here before. Her name is Mary Lou Marion. She is a medium. She is a great medium.
And she reads auras.
Yes, she's
she reads auras.
And she wants you, all of you, everybody out there, to call in at 603-430-9722. And she is going to do readings on the air for you. And you don't want to miss that. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't call in for that. So anyway, welcome, Mary Lou.
Welcome, Mary Lou. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
Pleasure to have you back.
Yeah. Well, I've invited this afternoon when I did my meditation, I told my guides I was coming. And
for them to be prepared?
Yes, to be prepared. So my doorkeeper is here. His name is Lone Wolf. He was a Sioux Indian warrior between 1760 and 1790s. My wisdom guide is also here, who is Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce Tribe.
Oh, sure.
And two of my interpreter guides are here. So if the room feels crowded, that's why.
Now, when did you summon them?
This afternoon, I meditated around 4:30. I sat and meditated and told them that I was going to be here and that if people would be calling in, that I would need a guide.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, so.
That amazes me that you've already prearranged that.
Yes. Well, that's what you're supposed to do with spirit. You're supposed to arrange with them, unless you're in an emergency situation and you call upon them.
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, we seem to have a caller. Is that right, Willie?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. We have
we have
a caller on the line here. This is Caroline from Arizona.
Hi, Caroline. Thanks for calling.
Are you there? Oh. What did I do?
Maybe you got to push the on button, Willie.
Hey.
Don't go away, Caroline.
Don't
We're having a little technical difficulties here.
Caroline, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. How are you doing?
Welcome to Spirit Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Willie. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hi.
So
you can't see him, but you can say hi to Richard, too.
Yeah, her husband, Richard, is here.
I'll say hello to everybody.
So, Caroline, what kind of a question did you have?
Well, I was just curious if Mary Lou could tell me anything about my guides or my aura, or I don't know what she could pick up.
Okay, as for the aura, I actually have to see you to be in the room to tell you about your aura, the colors and what they stand for and how they are interacting with each other. As for your guides, we all have 10 guides. 6 of them come and go as they please. Our main guide is our master guide, and then the next guide is our doorkeeper, and everybody has a doorkeeper. Mine, like I said, is Lone Wolf. The way you learn your guides is you sit in meditation and you ask, if my guides are here, if you're here, please let it be known. And they'll tell you who they are and what their position is. You have your gatekeeper, then you have a chemist, which is usually a medical person, a doctor, a nurse or something. They usually help you with medical questions that you might have. Then you have your message bearers or your teachers, which in my case are my interpreters, and I have 2 that work with me. I don't know which ones come in until I start doing message work, and then I know which one that I'm working with. Then we have the protector, which is usually your strength guide. And my strength guide, again, is another Native American. He's an Oglala Sioux Indian versus Lone Wolf, who is just from the Sioux tribe. Then you have a runner, and your runners are the guides that go out and find the answers to your questions from spirit world. The others, 6 through 10, are the ones that come and go as you need them. And your master guide is the one who allows those guides to come in. You may have a guide for creativity. You may have a guide for if you're learning something new, that would be a wisdom guide. My wisdom guide is Chief Joseph, and he is here tonight, but that would be one that comes and goes, that sort of thing. The guides that I feel around you, Caroline, I do feel your gatekeeper. You do have a gatekeeper, and he seems to be, it is a he. He has a strong personality. You need to know that if you allow him to work with you, he will only allow the highest and the best of spirit to come in for you.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. When Lone Wolf comes, he always paddles in on his canoe up the river, and he brings it to the bank, and he walks, and he turns and looks at me, nods, and goes out. And when he stands, it looks like he's standing on the edge of the world. He crosses his arm, puts his head over his, looks back at me over his shoulder, and nods when he's ready to allow spirit to come in. And he says that your spirit guide is also a Sioux Indian warrior. Mm-hmm. But your Indian warrior was from the 1830s to the 1880s, okay? So he's an old, a newer version of Lone Wolf, because Lone Wolf is from the 1700s and yours is from the 1800s. But that's your gatekeeper. Your gatekeeper controls. Sometimes if you're doing a reading for people, and you yourself feel antsy, is because there's a line of people waiting to come in. That's your gatekeeper, keeps them happy and at bay, and keeps them happy and so that they don't crowd and try to push in. I have never seen Lone Wolf turn anyone away, but I have seen him hold his hand up, which means for them, whoever's on the other side, to stop. I've never seen him turn anyone away, but I have seen him stop someone from getting any closer. I don't remember what the situation is, because as you know, once you get into the meditative state and spirit starts coming to you and you're giving messages, you forget all the fine details. You only remember highlights of a reading. But you have very powerful gatekeeper that's willing to work with you, and so you need to sit in meditation and ask him his name. And again, he is a Native American. He does not look like Lone Wolf, so I do not believe he's a Sioux, but he's from the 1830s to the 1880s, in that range.
Now, can you give Caroline any kind of advice, Mary Lou, for things that are happening in her life, perhaps?
Or maybe Caroline has a specific question.
Do you have a question about your guide?
Well, I kind of have a... Lynn knows me. I'm wondering how many times a day my guides sit there and facepalm themselves and just shake their heads.
I think everybody's guides do that. But your guides do not hang around. They only come when you ask them to come. Like Lynn said to me, well, when did you actually call them in? Well, I meditated today because I knew I was going to be here and I wanted my guides to come. Otherwise, my guides wouldn't be here because they have their own lives and they have other things. And they're guides to other people. They're not just ours exclusively. Okay, so you have to meditate and say, okay, at 7 o'clock, somebody's coming to the house and I want you to be here.
You're going
to
make an appointment?
Make an appointment. Absolutely make an appointment. That was one of the things I learned when I was going through my mediumship training.
It's funny because when I was a child, we lived in New York City. And I had this very bad habit of climbing out of the crib and climbing into the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember vaguely somebody, Native American, like telling me to get away from the window.
Yeah, that was your guide. So your guide has been with you since 2 to 3 years old. So he is familiar with your habits. So yeah, he probably shakes his head and says, "Oh no, here she goes again." You know.
Yep, I bet he does.
But you do need, if you want to have a successful mediumship or a successful reading for someone, you need to tell him in advance that you're going to be, because otherwise spirits, lower realm spirits can come in if you don't have somebody to monitor.
Okay.
So if you've had problems with that, feeling antsy and you don't feel comfortable when there's spirit around you, it's because you don't have your doorkeeper there to take care of that.
I've been pretty lucky on that because I've never really been in a situation where I've gotten
negativity,
scared or anxious, you know?
That's good.
So, or maybe I just unconsciously call them to,
if your guide has been with you since you were 2, he probably does know when you're sitting down, and he probably does come in automatically. Lone Wolf does. Like when I sat down at 4:30 this afternoon, pop, there he was. I didn't have to call him. He says, "Yes, what do you want?" You know, okay, we're going to be doing this thing tonight at 9 o'clock. I would like you to be there. And he did. And apparently he went and told Chief Joseph, because he's here. He's my wisdom guide. Sometimes I'll get a reading and the person has a specific question that I wouldn't know the answer to, but Chief Joseph would be able to advise me on how to answer that question.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious, too. I'm going to have to do a little meditation here, which I'm not very good at, being an Aries.
I'm an Aries.
It's her birthday today, Caroline. It's Mary Lou's birthday.
Yes, today is my birthday.
Oh, yes.
I was going to mention that right after the call, but happy birthday, Mary Lou.
Happy birthday.
I am, as you know, on the cusp, because today is the last day of Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I am not only a ram, I am also a bull. Ask my husband if you don't believe me.
I'm the 16th.
Oh, there you go. You're close to the cusp. So yeah, you have the ram strength, but you also have the ram stubbornness. So
yes.
But that's your protector.
Sometimes it can be, yes. Now, Caroline, are you familiar with setting? Do you do meditation?
You know, I do what I call an active meditation. I have better success when I'm doing something like gardening or doing something repetitive than to sit and try to quiet myself. I have a really hard time sitting and quieting myself.
And then stuff comes to you when you're occupied with something mundane, right?
Right. Yep.
That's
easier for them to come through.
Yeah, that's sometimes it's easier for people like that. But you know what? You need to find, in order to get your highest guides, your highest quality people, you need to set quiet. So you need to find music that will do that for you. I have, I love piano music, so I have piano. But I went to a craft fair, and a young Native American man was there, and he makes flutes, and he has CDs of his flute music. So find something that would soothe you so that you can get into it. Because when you are doing what Lynn called mundane, you are not concentrating enough on spirit to get a good rapport with any of your guides. You need to sit quiet. So find a music that will settle you so that you can get into that meditative state.
Okay,
that's what you need to do. If you're doing handwork, sewing, or anything like that, yes, you can get into a meditative state, and then you'll put your sewing down because you're going deeper into the state and you're able to have your guides come. Mm.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Caroline?
No, thank you very much. And it was a pleasure talking to all of you. And
I hope I was helpful.
Yes, you did answer a few questions.
Oh, good.
So that's great. Now I'm going to have to do more research into the 1830s to the 1880s.
Yeah, 1880s to 1830s, you're right, to the 1880s. But you need to, do you have a group out there that you're setting with that is teaching you how, taking you through the different steps of mediumship so that you can progress?
Do I have, or?
Yeah, do you? Do you have a group that's teaching you how to sit?
And,
okay. Hopefully you can find a group that will do that. You're in Arizona, so you're in a good area with good energy flow, and there may be a spiritualist group or a group that all want to progress in their mediumship. Mm-hmm. So if you can find one, that would be more helpful for you. But at the end, before the show is over, I'll have my email on. So write it down when you hear it and email me, and I'll give you some other tips.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And happy birthday once again.
Thank you. And I hope yours was happy.
To the show.
And Caroline, we thank you for calling.
Thanks, Caroline.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Caroline from Arizona. So now you see how it's done. See how simple it is?
Right.
603-430-9722.
Right.
Or another thing you can do, if you just want to make a comment or say hi to Mary Lou, saying she can't really do a reading by email, but you can send us an email with a question or something.
That's right.
It's WHASSELL, that's WHASSELL at WSCAFM.org. All right.
Right, because I can answer questions through my guides. If they write a question, I can answer.
Oh, great.
All right. Or they may just have a random question or just want to say hi and happy birthday. That's fine.
That's right. Lynn,
yes.
How do you get in touch with your guides?
Pretty much the same way that Caroline does. Usually I seem to be very open if I can do something that's kind of repetitive,
yep,
or that I'm used to doing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And somehow I find that calming, and then I go into it with a question or questions in my head, not asking them, but then the answers start coming to me.
Okay,
instead
so
of, you know, being
so
concerned.
It's your runner guide that is around you that does that,
picks
up those questions and takes them to be answered.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, but you also need to find music that will calm you,
yeah,
so that you can get on a higher.
You know, you always feel guilty just sitting listening to music. There's so many other things that have to be done.
That's true, but if you want to progress,
but you have to, yeah, learn to relax and set aside a time to relax.
Well, you know, I took the mediumship classes through the Spiritualist Church, and it takes 3 full years before I got to where I could calm myself, because I'm not
really.
I'm a hyper person anyway, so yeah, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah, it takes a while, I would think, for you to calm down.
Yeah, but now that I know how, I can do it anytime.
Good.
But music is what helped me. So
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
And Willie, you have an email for us, don't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Great.
Wait a minute. I lost it, though.
Uh-oh.
I lost it. Okay, one of our regulars, Dave, from Daytona Beach, Florida, he listens just about every week, and he usually has some sort of an email question for us. And this week, what he would like to know is, why are most mediums women, and do you think the Witch of Endor was good or evil?
Okay. First of all, The very first medium I ever saw was James Van Prague, and he is here in New Hampshire tonight, actually.
Where is he?
He's just finishing up. He was from 7:30 to 9 tonight at the hotel in Manchester. The Radisson, is it?
Oh, I don't know. There's quite a few hotels there.
But no, it's that big hotel that's there in Manchester.
So he's in Manchester.
Yeah. He was the very first one. And then, there's John Edwards. And I only knew that there were men mediums, so I didn't know that there were only women. It seems that women are more receptive. At least that's what I would have thought until I met James Van Prague and saw his abilities, and John Edwards, of course.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
Yeah, but so I don't think that most mediums are women.
I think maybe the email person was saying, Dave from Daytona, usually card readers are female. I think that's kind of what he's getting at.
The tarot card readers probably are, but they are psychic mediums versus I am a spiritual medium, which means spirit comes to me from the other side with proof that there is life continuing after death. That's what it is. The psychic mediums are the card readers, the tarot card readers, and that sort of thing. And
I think most of them are women, as we were saying.
And he's right. They are. The tarot card readers are mostly women.
Yep.
And from what I understand, last night on 2020, they had a big to-do about scam.
Oh, really?
Scam mediums.
Every once in a while, they cover that on TV.
Yep.
Are you familiar with this, Witch of Endor?
The Witch of Endor, there are so many different, I am, to a certain extent, I haven't studied her extensively because when I start reading all of the stuff that's written about it, I get confused. And so I know that the next time I start doing research on her, I have to have a guide with me. I thought I could do it on my own, but I need a guide. I personally think she tried to do good, but it was interpreted as evil because people didn't understand.
Well, then what is her history?
Well, she's...
Or just briefly?
Well, first of all...
Is she Celtic?
Yeah. And the Witch of Endor was... But she really was trying to do good, but she was interpreted to be evil. And as you know... I have people in my own family that won't talk to me because I do woo 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 stuff, you know. It's a misunderstanding. It's ignorance, if you want to call it that, because they don't understand it. If they don't understand it, then you're wrong, they're right. Mm. And that's the way it was in her time, with her.
Does this have anything to do with the west coast of Wales, of England, where there was supposed to be something that happened about 5,000 years ago? And is that it? That is it.
The Witch of Endor, yes. Like I said, I started to do research, but then I got confused. And, I mean, I actually started seeing double vision and all of that. So I said, I'm not supposed to read this. Okay, all right, we're done for now. But now I know I have to sit with a guide. In fact, the very next day I had a reading with someone, and when Lone Wolf came in, he chastised me for not having him come when I was reading the material.
Oh.
So, yeah, yes, your guides can chastise you.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah.
I was looking at a picture today on Colin Andrews' website about, he's the one who's into crop circles, and he was indicating that crop circles do have messages about the weather and the global warming. And on the west coast of Wales, just recently, peat bogs have washed away because of all of the weather and the rain.
Yes.
And what has appeared are stumps of a 5,000-year-old forest. And there was the mention made of a witch that cast a magic spell, but it wasn't clear as to what she did.
Right.
And there was the implication that what she did was not good for everybody, but there was a question of her intent. She might not have intended something to happen. So that's odd, the synchronicity of this person bringing this up.
Right, and then you knowing that. But,
I had never heard of this story.
Yeah, well, you'll be able to do some research on it.
Yeah.
And if you get the confusion in your head like I did, ask your guide to come.
All right.
Are you aware of your guides? Do you know who your guides are?
Well, you've let me know who one of them is. Oh, yeah, my gatekeeper. Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't remember any of that. I know I did a reading for you, but I don't, you know, you can't. Because you're in a meditative state, you can't remember what you read for everybody.
No, you can't remember everybody either, so no. I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah.
But yeah, Touches the Clouds was one of them, my gatekeeper.
Oh, good.
So yes, yep. I will call on them to know more. Do we have somebody else willing?
No, not right now. It's just about the bottom of the hour.
It is, yeah.
So we might as well go ahead right now and take a little bottom of the hour break.
Okay, and we'll be back in a couple
then
minutes.
We will be right back.
I'm just going to go to the...
You are listening to Spirit Radio, The Paranormal Experience, on WSCALP 106.1 FM in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we will be right back after this short break.
On April 26th, Willie and I are going to be discussing crop circles, whether or not they're a hoax and whether or not they're made by extraterrestrials and where they come from and what do they mean. And also we're going to have a special guest who happens to be a pretty well-known writer out in L.A., and he's going to be coming in to tell us about some of his ghost stories. On May 3rd, we had to reschedule Steve Parsons for a later time. So joining us on the 3rd will be Christine LeClaire and Dan Peer from the Connecticut Paranormal Research Team. We'll be talking to them live from the very haunted Shanley Hotel in Napanog, New York. And they're going to be doing an investigation, a live investigation there at the hotel, and they'll be taking out some time to join us on the show. On May 10th, from the Friends of the New England Lighthouses, we're going to have Jeremy D'Entremont on again, and he's going to be here in the studio with us. And he's going to be relating some of his fascinating stories about haunted lighthouses up and down the New England coast. On May 17th, Steve Parsons will be joining us once again from somewhere off the coast of Wales. And Steve is co-founder of Parascience and a former cast member of the show Most Haunted, one of my very favorite shows. And he's well known as one of the best ghost hunters in the world. So that's quite a milestone. So we'll be talking to Steve via Skype. And on May 24th, again, back to back, we're going to have somebody else from England, from the University of Northampton in England. And he's going to be making his third appearance to the show. And it's always a pleasure to have him. He's a good friend of ours. He's Cal Cooper. And Cal is a parapsychologist and author of Telephone Calls from the Dead and Conversations with Ghosts. And this time around, he'll be talking to us about Egypt, I believe, and the paranormal. And let me see, on June 7th, we're going to have Wiccan medium, psychic medium, Caroline Genovese on the show. And she's going to tell us all about what it means to be a Wiccan and a pagan. And that's it.
That's our upcoming guest list. And right now we are talking to, speaking of mediums, we're talking to Mary Lou Marion. And we have another caller on the line. This is Laura from, I believe she said she was in Bangor.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, Laura. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh, good.
So, Laura, do you have a question for Mary Lou?
Yeah. I thought something I could ask tonight is that I've been in my current job, for 5 years. And I've been looking for a new position for the past year, and I haven't had a whole lot of luck. I did have an interview this past Monday, and my question for Mary Lou would be, what is my job outlook in the coming year? Like, will this current interview work out, or what can I kind of look forward to or look to?
Okay, so I'm going to put on my psychic hat versus my spiritual hat. Okay, yes. First of all, the interview went well. You felt good about the interview.
It did, yeah. It went pretty well.
Yes. And keep that feeling. Don't forget, if you had the interview this past Monday, on this next Monday, make sure that you have written your thank you for the interview and that you enjoyed meeting everyone and seeing the facility and all of that, so that they know that you're still interested and you don't get pushed under the rug, as they say. I do see that you have two more interviews coming up.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Two more interviews coming up. So make sure that you are aware of those. And when they contact you, make sure that you have all the information that they want, not only to send to them before your interview, but bring it with you when you go so that it's in your hands and their hands at the same time. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Okay. Yeah, I don't currently have anything else lined up right now. So
no, but they're going to come to you.
Job prospects like I should apply to?
No, they're coming to you. Whoever you spoke with at this interview is going to spread the word, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay, so don't be surprised if you get somebody calling you to ask if you would be interested in interviewing for this type of job. Now, as for being somewhere for 5 years, you have to be comfortable at what you're doing and where you are to stay that long at any job these days. I do see a job change for you, Laura, but I don't see it like within a month. I'm going to say within the next 6 months, you'll be making a move.
Okay. I know, yeah, because I've currently been feeling pretty frustrated in this position.
Yeah.
Like I'm stagnating, and I've been there for a long time.
Yep.
It's not a bad position, but I feel like I'd like to move forward and make more money and feel like I'm working towards something.
Right. And they're not taking you serious, I guess is what the word I want to say.
They're not appreciating her.
She's not appreciated. That is true. But they're not picking up on the cues that you have more to offer than what they're allowing you to offer.
Good. Sounds like something.
I think that's fairly accurate.
Yep. I do feel that within the next 6 months you will have a change, but I do see two more interviews coming. Good.
So, coming on my way, and do you think anything's going to come out of them? Or?
Yeah. Well, within, yes, but obviously, if you're going to make a change within the next 6 months, so it could be 2 months from now, but definitely within the next 6 months,
don't get impatient. Going to come don't get out impatient. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, you do have to.
Something's going to happen. I need a little bit of hope here. I need something.
Well, you do have hope, and the person that you interviewed with on Monday was very.
Positive about
they were not only positive, but they were impressed.
Good
with the way that you handled the questions and were able to respond to them. But okay. Make sure you send them their thank you. You know, you should never wait longer than a week after you've had an interview so that they know that you're still interested. Sometimes some companies actually wait for that thank you, and if they don't get one, they figured the person wasn't interested and they never call them back.
Oh, well, that's definitely good to know. I'll send them an email.
Yes.
So there excellent. You go, Laura. There's your answer. Things are looking up.
Anything else that you need?
Yeah, any other questions? Go right ahead.
Unless there's anything else you can just pick up on.
Well, actually, there is someone here from Spirit that wants to tap in with you. It's from your father's side of the family. And okay. He presents as an uncle, not your uncle, but his uncle, your father's uncle.
Okay.
So he would be your great uncle. And this uncle was, he had a positive outlook on life, and he was a happy person. He sang.
There's a positive outlook on the Ashworth side?
Yes, he had a positive.
I can see that.
he had the positive outlook. I didn't say who it was, but he had a positive outlook, and he often sang and whistled as he worked. And he says that... that he can see that you've had a drop in your positive attitude lately. And he says you need to pick it back up. So whistle while you work. That's what he is saying. Whistle while you work. So get yourself back into your positive mood, because if you show any negativity, you will not move forward in any job that you go to look for. And he is, again, your father's side, his uncle.
So like an uncle of my dad?
Yep. Yep, he would be your great uncle were he alive here on the earth. He still is, but I mean, you know.
He's still your great uncle.
He's still your great uncle.
Even though he's still not.
He's over on the other side. But he was had a very positive outlook on life, and he often sang, and he often whistled.
So there you go.
Well, that's I'm not really okay.
Well, ask your father
more positively. I was going to say I'm not really a singer or a whistler, but maybe I can.
Well, you can be,
work on it because I'm.
But
sure
do it in your head.
Somewhere.
You do it in your head if you're too self-conscious to do it out loud. Do it in your head.
All right.
You know,
so, I will definitely work on the positive attitude for sure.
Yeah, because that's what's going to get you. But definitely within 6 months. Laura.
Within 6 months? All right.
Okay.
And another thing, Laura, from experience, sometimes it takes 5 to 6 weeks for an interview to materialize or a job to materialize from an interview.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes them forever.
Yes.
So there you go. Be patient. It's coming.
Yes.
Be patient. It's coming. I will do my best to hold my head up high.
Psychic Willie. Yeah.
Okay.
And do say thank you.
With more money?
It will have more money, yes. And do say thank you to this person that you interviewed with.
I will definitely send them an email for sure.
Alrighty.
Okay, Laura. Thank you,
Laura.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow, that was interesting. I know what she's up against. There's a lot of people out of work, for work.
And there could be 25 people that have the same qualities as her, but she's got to stand out. And one of the ways to stand out is... to make sure you thank the person that you interviewed with, you know.
And positive attitude.
Being an HR person in my working days, I know that I appreciated it when I got a thank you note from anybody that I interviewed for a position in the office.
Because they do take time out of their day to see you. And they've selected you to see you.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. That's... another great call. That was from Laura.
Yep. I got and to do psychic and spiritual.
Psychic and spiritual. And the number is 603-430-9722. So don't be shy.
No.
Don't be shy. Give us a call. Mary
My
Lou's
guides
not shy.
Are here. My guides
are
here.
All here. The room is full.
Yes.
I, it's standing room only in here. If you just look at the camera number two there at home, you can you can see. You can see how many people there are in
camera
here.
Camera number one's turned off.
Yes. Yeah, number one, I don't know, number one hasn't worked in a long time, so that's why it's always camera number two. And camera number three isn't finished set up yet. So anyway, Mary Lou,
yes.
We're waiting for our next caller. Mm-hmm. What about me?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's all about Willie.
This is what I've been waiting.
Well,
we're
going
to get to you. We can do
no,
you
no,
first
no,
if you
I'm
want.
Kidding you. I'm kidding. Yeah. You
know? Willie, I have noticed, since we're in the same room, of course, I can see your aura, and it has changed. I'm going to say not drastically, but it has changed quite a bit from the last time I actually did an aurograph on you. It has changed. But I see that the orange light, which is the education light, you are studying more than
I
you
make
have
him read.
Been. You make him read.
Well, yeah, doing this show, it's kind of a book a week. You
yeah,
know,
it's almost
just
a book a week.
To keep up with the guests.
Right. But I do see that. But I also see you packing your suitcase like you're going on a trip. But the trip is, you are going to be the speaker at a function. I do see that coming for
well,
you.
Well, we do that.
What?
We do that. I mean, we've done three of them already.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yep, put and, on functions you know. And...
Yep.
And, of course, Mary Lou was one of our speakers. At
that's
our last,
right.
At our
well,
last
and I didn't
function.
Even get to
yeah.
see the rest of the other speakers because I got busy.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. After she did her little thing, she was out in the other room giving readings for
yes.
people.
That was very nice, and it helped the SPCA, so that was good. Because several of them said, what can I pay you? And I said, donate it. Whatever you were planning on donate. So
yeah,
that was
that
a help
was
for
nice.
Them.
That
was. This was a benefit that we did a little while back for the NHSPCA over in Stratham, New Hampshire.
But this one I see now with the suitcases, it's going to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be you're not just going to drive 22 hours away. It's going to be an overnight thing.
Well, is he going to make any money at it?
Yes.
Oh.
He's going to be asked to be the speaker. He's not going to... Willie's not going to have to put it together. Everything will be put together. He's just got to show
yep,
up and be...
Show up
they'll
and...
pay his expenses and they'll give him a fee.
And I don't work cheap either.
No, well, you don't have to. I mean, you've got... You know, your knowledge is worth whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But yes, that is. And I also want to tell you about your spiritual light, which has changed. That has been the biggest change in your aura from the last time.
Okay.
You have gained more spirituality by listening to your speakers, your guests, and reading what they have had to say.
Hmm.
You are getting more of an understanding of who you are and where you fit in.
Cool. All right.
Increasing your spiritual knowledge base.
I know it. Isn't that something?
That's pretty impressive.
Me, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. So it looks like the sky's the limit for you, Willie.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if he's going to drag along any friends to help.
If they ask him, if he has someone else, he can always do that, yes.
He could always mention me, you mean?
That's right.
Wow. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Willie?
Yes, we do have another caller.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, we do have another caller.
That's better.
Yeah, I know. I always forget to do that. I forgot to ask her name, but caller, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on the air, Spirit Radio. What is your name?
My name is Becca.
Becca, okay.
Hi, Becca. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Mary Lou?
I do.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Mary Lou, I've been trying very hard to find a new job. I'm hoping to move out of state, and things just have been very tough. Been rejected by a few jobs, and sometimes I don't even get an interview. And the outlook just doesn't look very promising. So I'm just wondering what, I don't know, if you have anything to say about that, any shed a little bit of light on that.
Well, let me see what I get. First of all, what is your field that you're looking to
I'm
get
currently
into?
The assistant director of health and wellness for a YMCA, and I like my job, but it's just very stressful. I work over 40 hours, and I don't get paid a lot, and it's overwhelming at times.
Right. Let me tell you about someone that I know that over 4 years ago lost his livelihood, his job, and 3,000 resumes, 300 interviews, and no direct job.
Oh, my gosh.
This person still feels lost, gets antsy, and has panic attacks and things like that. It is a tough market out there. As you know, our government is not helpful at this time in history to help us find a job. The job you're in could be considered a niche job, and if it's a specific job that your qualities don't take you to other areas, if you can only do, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, hyper specialized. If that's what this is, then you'll have a hard time finding a job. If you have the skills to expand out past this, then you have to put that in your resume. Now, let me tell you something about resumes. Don't get long winded. Don't put years on them anymore. You have to put within the last 5 years. You have to have year dates and things like that. But after 5 years, you don't have to put what years you did. You don't have to put what year you graduated from high school and what year you graduated from college. Because being in HR, and I was in HR for many years, that's what we look at. What's their age? Okay, not that you're old, but it still will give them a clue as to whether or not you would fit their criteria for what they're thinking of. I think that if you want to move, that makes it harder, because an interview means you have to spend money to get there, to get to an interview in another state.
Right.
Okay. Which means it has to be a real promising
prospect.
Yeah, you can't spend $3,000 to go there and find out, wrong. You know, you have to have had a telephone interview and have liked what you heard on the phone, and they like what they heard on the phone, that sort of thing. But I think that there is a job for you. I think that you have to not be hyper-specialized. You have to, because you have more qualities in you, I can feel them like bursting at the seams. You have other things that you can offer. I can just feel it. It's like you're bursting at the seams, one, because you're frustrated, and two, all your talents are not being used. And I knew you were in the health field of some type, not as a nurse, but I knew you were helping people, okay, immediately. And so highlight some of those other things. Don't just put down what you do now. Put down the other things that you have.
Yeah, diversify. Diversify it a little.
Don't hyper-specialize yourself into, well, okay, so she's been at the Y for X amount of time, and yes, she can do this, and yes, she can organize, and she can set the calendar and this, but does she have personality? Because you don't say anything about what do you do outside of work. You know, people, mm-hmm. you need one, two-sentence line on your resume saying what you like. You like to read, you like to hike, you like to go outside, you like to be with people, you like pets, whatever. So that they know that you have other interests other than just work. Yeah, right now you're working 50 hours a week and you don't have time for anything else, but they need to know that you have interest in other things. Is that helpful at all?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And when I give my email address again, feel free to write to me and I'll be glad to correspond with you, and maybe we'll even talk on the phone privately afterwards.
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. Becca, we thank you very much for the call.
Thank you for calling in, Becca.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Right, bye-bye. Have a good night. Okay, we only have about 2 minutes left here. Another hour flies by.
It does.
Flies by. So why don't you go ahead and right now give out your email address?
Yes. The name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, Lou, L-O-U, two words, two names, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. The email is Boomar, B-O-O-M-A-R, 357. gmail.com, all in lowercase.
Okay.
And right. When you write, say that you heard me on the show, include your name, your phone number, your address, and I will program your phone number into my phone. I do not answer my phone if I don't recognize the phone number.
Well, there's a lot of us like that. Yeah. If I don't know who that is, nah.
Yep.
I'm not going to answer that.
Right.
That can only be trouble.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to push, a website or anything, Mary Lou?
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
the
ahead.
Website. The website is Rickmar, R-I-C-M-A-R 357.wordpress.com. Hmm. My husband and I share that website. He has his stuff. I have my stuff on there. We share it. And my mediumship is there, and my photography is there, and my paintings are there, and that kind of thing.
Great.
And Rich's writings are there. And he's all the weird stuff is his.
All the weird stuff is his, he says. Yeah.
Sounds a little good for everyone.
He's sitting right here in the studio. So we won't say anything too bad about him. But, you know.
I happen to be very fortunate. I have a wonderful husband. My birthday is today, but he started on April 1st celebrating my birthday every day this month.
Aww.
He has told me happy birthday. And he says, what do you need done today? And I said, well, you know, the under the sink needs cleaning out. He did it.
Whoa, that's impressive.
I want to go to Odeon. Let's go. We did it.
Great.
Well, there you go. Don't you wish your birthday was every month now, huh?
No.
No. Well, yeah, I suppose you'd age too fast if you had a birthday every month.
But thank you for having me.
Well, it was a pleasure, as always.
Please have me again if you can.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Love to have you back on.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
This is Spirit Radio, the Paranormal Experience. I'm Willie, and that is Lynn over there, and I guess we will talk to you next week.
And thanks for listening.
Same time, same station, as they say.